Hello, hello, hello. Just letting people join, stopping people come in.
For all the Euros like me, next week the fireside is an hour later at the normal time that we have when we don't have the strange American let's do daylight savings earlier than Euro situation anymore.
Yeah, it'd be nice if that was synced up, or if everyone just got rid of daylight savings time entirely. That would also be fine with me, actually.
I totally agree.
Care Bear, where are you? It's 2 a.m. Oh, Thailand. Well, yeah. I don't think the fireside's ever going to be that good at Thailand. I'm sorry. This is the compromise time for everyone. Yep. 3 a.m. for Aussies. Yep. Sorry, Australians. That's, you know, it's weird. A lot of people don't know this, but the Earth is a sphere, and the sun shines on it at different times, depending on where you live. So sometimes it's not ideal. Guys, you don't know the Earth is a hollow sphere? Earth is a hollow sphere. It's not flat. It's a hollow sphere. You guys just don't know anything. Did you guys know, this is a fun fact, that if the Earth was smoothed down to the size of a pool ball, it would be more uniform than a pool ball is, meaning that, like, if you blew up a pool ball, the mountains would be taller than Everest. Here's another fun Earth fact. Do you guys know what the tallest mountain on Earth is? Earth. Welcome to Earth. Yeah, Hawaii, that's one. You can say that. There's three ways to do it. You could say Mount Everest. You could say, was it Mauna Kea in Hawaii? Or there's some random mountain in the Andes that is close to the equator. It's not even particularly tall, but because it's right on the equator and the equator bulges, it's the furthest from the center of the Earth. So there's three ways you can measure it. All right, I think we got most people here. No more geography for you. I don't have TikTok at all, dude. All right, so how's it going? We've got like a lot of things going on. I want to say, like, here we're in the grind, and this is where we're going to show our quality and our character. Like, we have more things to do. The initial, like, oh, like, we're at war high is over, and that's going to hit for everyone. So whoever shows more willingness, more guts, is going to win this one. So that's where we are right now. We just dropped a fort in X-47 off their Keepstar. It comes out in 4 days, roughly 4 days from right now. So if they fight, that would be an EU time zone timer fight. So you EU people asking for timers, there you go. We had a fight on their Keepstar in WLF yesterday or the day before. And we ended up passing on that one. It was the call I made, and I think it was the right call, obviously. I don't like to do it, but we were just underprepared. That is one thing about fighting in this time zone. It is harder to get your prep done. And we were definitely poorly prepared, but the next one we will be in the appropriate place. I know our enemies like made a lot of hay out of that. And I think it's a lot better to admit when you just haven't done the best you can and not throw good money after bad. Cause we weren't going to win that timer. And we weren't going to accomplish the objective. And obviously, I preach this a lot, but that's what matters. And if we weren't going to ref the keep and we were going to lose, there was really no reason to be there. Yeah, they were super butthurt. I think it was a bit cathartic for them, because we take almost every timer we do. And we had made fun of them so much in the previous war that they had just been dying for this moment. And so they were really feeling themselves, and good for them. I'm glad they have something to hold on to. All right, so this coming week, we'll be opening up some new avenues of attack. We've got some new things going on. There are some changes coming. I'm going to be a little mysterious about that. Overall, we're happy with how things are going. But obviously, enemy is putting in a lot of roadblocks. That's their job. And our job is to knock them over, go around them, or destroy them however we can. So we definitely need you guys here, need you ready. I will ping, I'll let you know when we want an alarm clock, when we just want you to show up if you can. This is all about a balance. We are playing a game here. This war is not a life or death situation. So I want you guys to take care of yourselves. Be good to yourselves. Don't push yourselves too hard. I think we've all seen people who've done that, and it's not a good thing. So just be good to yourselves. And we'll communicate when we want you guys to put that extra effort in, and we'll try to be as clear as we can about what needs to be done and what is just optional. I still haven't found a various colored crayons to do green, red, and other crayon timers. So, but once I get some red crayons, I'll do red crayon CTAs so you guys can really know what's important. I am not going to talk about the NFT, Bitcoin, blockchain, whatever thing CCP is doing. That's their own thing. You guys can make your voices heard publicly on that, about however you feel about it. I don't think it will really affect us. All right. I don't think we have anything more on War Talk. I want to put this out there. The Alliance is looking for an internal recruiter. So this is someone who, actually several people, just people who are friendly, people who get to know people, and people who are interested in learning about others. This is a different kind of role than being a space lord. Yeah. See, John Hartley is sort of the opposite example of this. This is a different kind of role than being an FC, you know, wacko person. So if you have suggestions, this is for someone who can identify people in the Alliance who have talents and skills and point them towards us, point us towards them. So if you are interested, just go ahead and send me a PM. I don't get enough of those yet. So go ahead and send me one and I'll pass them. Someone is messaging me in Mumble. Can we ask questions? You need to get on Jabber and be in Elysium. That is on Jabber, join the room Elysium, and you can ask questions in there. Other than that, yeah, we have guys who want you to do PI. I have mentioned PI as I am required to do. And if you guys have any questions, go ahead and shout them out in the channel and I will answer. Super Saiyan Move Ops, I don't think we're going to do any. I could be wrong about that. If we do, we'll put them in the calendar. You guys really want to talk about storms and shooting rats? They're very good. If Brisk won't adopt me, will you? We got a lot of serious questions here, so let me answer this very serious one. If Brisk won't adopt you, it means that something's gone wrong, and I don't know why I would take you on after that, after he's turned you down. Vox Primus says, internal recruiter means nudging people towards the correct corp for their skills or SIGs and such. No, it means more like identify people with skills and talents who can help the Alliance out. Can we ref structures outside of the conflict zone? Not right now. I have been keeping this conflict contained. Our enemies are not really doing the same, so we may reevaluate things very soon. You know, being judicious doesn't seem to go with the territory with them, so I'm not sure why I'm doing it. But we'll make an official announcement if we change that. Yeah, Maddie, you basically got it. Alliance level headhunter. Celeron, what kind of talent are we looking for specifically? We're always looking for different things, so that's why it's not. I think it'd be a good role if we can have someone who can help find them, and it would need to be people in different time zones. Obviously, someone in AU time zone is better finding AU time zone people. Yeah, Azo, I don't have a problem with you shooting stuff in Venal. I heard the Diablo 4 open beta. I just heard Diablo 4 was not as impressive as people thought it might be. I have not played myself. I haven't really had the time. But SRP, I don't know. That's a question for Atrium, who I don't think he's here today. Are all fleets going to Tribute and like Veil Strat? I mean, it depends on what they're doing. But yeah, if it's just a fun room in there, then it's probably not Strat. But if they have an objective that someone's assigned them, then yes, it is.
As long as you're killing FRT and Pandemic Hordes and just kill their retors.
Yeah, good point. Let's mention our alpha clones. If you guys have not yet, please get an alpha clone for Delve. They have been extremely successful, so much so that several of our enemies have declared they're not going back to Delve, and they've basically moved on to just causing a few nuisance timers and you know, grabbing a few easy kills as best they can. But it's been very unsuccessful for them. They have this whole other front that's not going well. Oh yeah, I did not mention the 3-plex omega. Can someone link that? That's actually a really good deal CCP is doing, right? It's 1-plex for 3 days. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so if you have an account that you want to get moved up or something, or you need to move a capital that's got stuck and then unsubbed, or any other reason, you can buy 1-plex, which is really inexpensive, and have 3 days of omega time. Yeah, of course it's a one-time purchase. They're not going to let you just stack them up. Otherwise, everyone would just sort of do that infinitely. I don't know if it's only... I don't know the details. Boy, is Tenhar? Estinar? I don't know the details. But yeah, I bet you it works for anyone. You can also use it for your alphas, yeah, to get faster training. Exactly. Yeah, what Beyond said is a good point. You can use them for indie. Okay. All right, guys. Seems like we've run out of most of the questions. Thank you guys for showing up. We'll see you out on the field. Have a good one.